The Mishnah on Chav Zayin on the days has Boba Yom Darash Abakidim Boba Yom Darash Abakidim Boba Yom. What's the Boba Yom? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Brachas. Whenever it says Boba Yom, that was the day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel. He used to be the chief rabbi. He was very tough. He didn't allow any dissenting opinions.
The words they fired, they replaced them.
Okay, they replaced them. Good. Okay. So Rabbi Gamliel didn't allow any dissenting opinions, and then after he was replaced, Balash and Akia, so Rabbi Akiva was free to say his opinions, but we understand why he didn't allow. We don't pass him like these. These are shita yichida. So Rabbi Akiva had a shita that sheni osa shlishi bechulin. Whenever you transmit tumah, so the tumah always goes down a madrega. So if you have a dead body, that's called avi avay satumah. People in the same room with the dead body, od mekelim, they become an avatumah. Ochel mamashkim have no tari b'mikveh, so they do not become avatumah. So the tumah goes down from avi avay satumah to the level of rishon. It jumps two madregas low. And same thing klicheres. Klicheres doesn't have tari b'mikveh, so even though a klicheres is in the oil ameis, it doesn't become an avatuma. Should it become an avatuma? Because it goes down from the mace of the avo. It should go down to av. But because klicheres doesn't have tefillah b'mikveh, so it can't become an avatuma. It becomes a rishon. Then when a rishon touches od mekelim, not mekabel tuma from a rishon. So it can only touch ochel mamashkim. So when it touches some ochel mamashkim, makes it into a sheni. So what about when the sheni touches some other ochel mamashkim? Does it make it into a shlishi? So we paskin only by truma and kachim. By chulin, ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. And Rabbi Akiva had a disagreeing opinion, and Rabbi Gamliel didn't allow him to voice his opinion, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. All the things Rabbi Akiva says here. He holds that chumin is their eyes. The Gemara said, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel didn't allow. He didn't want the people to be tzedreit with all of these unusual opinions of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara has a whole ariches here. And Lamed Amud Aleph, that's where we left off. You should know that none of the Tanoim accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So he says, so six lines from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Ben Isi, Amar Rab, they quote the name of Rab Meir, Rab Yosef, Rab Shua, Rab Lozer, Rab Lezer, five Tanoim, four prominent Tanoim, do not accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Mimele, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin Sheni's only Osa Shlishi, Bekotchim, and in Truma, not in Chulim. So we went through last week most of the sources, and then we're up to the last five lines on the Omid. Rab Lezer Disnan, two different Tanoim. One is Rab Lozer, one is Rab Lezer. Rab Lezer Stam is Rab Lezer Ben Hurkinus. Rab Lezer Hagadol. So the Mishnah is in Chala. So they quote Rab Lezer holds Beferish that Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin, only in Truma. Why? So the Mishnah there is talking about how before you mafrish Chala, everything is Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. Same thing, whatever fruits or vegetables grow in Eretz Yisrael, everything is devil. You have to be mafresh trumas and maises. After you mafresh it, it's called chulam mesukonim. And before you mafresh trumas and maises, it's called devil. Bizman hazeh, the Gemara says that hafroshas chala in Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanon. It was derais in the days of Yeshua ben Nun to the days of the Churban Bais Rishon. Then when they came back in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, the Gemara says there was not a Bias Kulchem. The overwhelming majority of Klal Yisrael stayed behind in Bavel. They didn't return back to Eretz Yisrael. So since there wasn't a lack of Bias Kulchem, so the Gemara says Chala in Eretz Yisrael was only the Rabbon. Then they introduced Chala in Chutz Loretz because Kedesh Lo Tishtakach Toras Chala, it'll be almost 2,000 years since the Churban HaBayis, and most of the Jews in the world don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll forget that there's such a mitzvah of Afrosh Eschala. So he introduced a mitzvah of Afrosh Eschala in Chutz Lortz. So it's in order not to forget that there's an institution of Chal, but Chal in Eretz Yisrael itself is only with the Rabbanon. So Chalas Chutz Lortz is a lower level of the Rabbanon than most other the Rabbanon. So there's a Gemara in Mcheres, and the Gemara gives a list of kulas on Dab Chavav, various kulas. So one of the many kulas is that on the level of deraisa, if truma is tameya or if chala is tameya, real chala deraisa is tameya, you're not allowed to eat it. Or if a person is tameh, kohen is tameh, only kohanim can eat truma and chala. If the kohen is tameh, we don't permit him to eat chala or truma. He's not allowed to eat it betuma whether he's tameh or the chala is tameh. Chala is chutzlarts because it's a nisa derabbanan kal, So if the chal is tamei, the kohen may eat it. And even if the kohen is tamei, it depends what level of tuma does he have. There are two types of tuma. There's tuma hayotzol migufoy. The tuma developed in my body. I'm a zav, I'm a zova, nidi, yoledes, mitzoyra, I'm a valkeri. The tuma began with a riyah in my body. Or I attended a funeral, so the mace is aliyah b'isat tuma. The tuma was transmitted to me. Or I left a mouse trap to catch a mouse, and then the mouse is dead, and I pick up the mouse, so it's metame b'mago, it's not metame b'masa, the shmona shvatzim, a mouse is one of the shmona shvatzim. If it's still alive, it's not metame, but if it's dead, then it's metame b'mago if you touch it. Usually you don't touch it usually you touch the trap, you don't touch the mouse, but if you touch the mouse, then it's metame me. But that's tumas mago. That's not tumah hayotzal migufa. Didn't originate by me. So if the koyin has a tumah hayotzal migufa, then he's not permitted to eat chalas chutzlords. If he only has a tumas mago, he is permitted to eat chalas chutzlords. What's the whole problem? All the kohanim went sometime or another to a funeral when one of the seven relatives died. So they're all tumei mesim. What's the problem? The kohen, a married kohen, is a balkeri, so let him go to the mikveh and he'll be allowed to eat. The Gemara says a kohen cotton, who can't be a balkeri, a child before the age of 9, ein biyosa biya, so the shechvazera doesn't have shechvazera, so he can't be a balkeri. So if you have a kohen cotton here doesn't mean before bar mitzvah. Kohen cotton means before the age of 9, who can't be a balkeri, or a kohen gadol. Doesn't mean a kohen gadol. Means a kohen after the age of 9 should tova l'kerio. He went to the mikveh. So the Gemara says that a kohen katan, a kohen gadol, should tova l'kerio. He's not a balkeri. He, strictly speaking, is permitted to eat chalas chutzlos. How come nobody? How come by Ashkenazim? Maybe by Sfardim they do it, but Ashkenazim have the minig. We don't do it. So he mentioned the Shach in Yeridea Hilchas Chala in the third chelik Yeridea. Shach quotes the Maharil. Mariel lived in the 1300s, and he's the one who established all of the minhagim for the Ashkenazim. So the Mariel writes that we have been, the Ashkenazim suffered so many pogroms in every generation, we have been in violation of the Din Derabbanon for many years. The Din Min HaTorah is, if a man comes to a community, no one knows who he is, and he says, I am a Kohen, so the Din is, he has no manas, he's a Kohen, he gets the first Aliyah, gets Pidyonat Ben, money, and he can eat truma and challah and so on. And with the Rabbanon, if the man comes and he says kohen ani, we shouldn't believe him with the Rabbanon unless an Eid Echad says about him that he's a kohen. So after the Second World War, many kohanim came to America. They were the only survivors of their village, so there's no one else who can testify. And this happened many times before. After all the pogroms that took place in Europe, so the Maharil says that because we have been in violation of this din the Rabbanon so many times, so what do we taka do? So the Gemara says that din with the Rabbanon doesn't apply if it's a shas hadchak. If you have no brera, the same din is like this. Let's say a couple want to get divorced, so the husband and the wife come to the rabbi. They get a sefer. The husband tells the sefer, write a get, and give the get. Shine. How do you know that this is the husband of the wife? Maybe this is the boyfriend. Maybe he's make believe that he's the husband. So he comes and he says, my name is, he says the husband's name. He authorized them to write a get. Then the rabbi gives the woman a ptur. Then she goes to a different rabbi and he's Masada Kedushin. And this is her boyfriend. How do you know that he's the husband? So the Ketzais points out, based on the Gemara and Gittin, Min HaTorah, the man is believed to say he is the husband. He doesn't have to prove it. The Rabbanon, they made the same chumrah that you don't trust the man who says, I'm a kohen, unless he has an Eid Echad. So there they made such a din also. You have to have Hakorim and Piacherim, someone else. Or let's say they bring you the wedding album. So it has his picture, he was there. So they have 100 pictures. Everybody knows he has ID, he has a photo ID, he has a passport, and it has his name, her name, his name. So you have to know that he has to have some identification. So Min HaTorah, the din is that the man is Neman Al Yedei Atzma. The same thing when you want to do Chalitza. The husband died, so the brother flies in. I have a relative, so the distant relative, so they live in Zurich. So the husband died soon after the marriage. A young fellow, he died after the marriage. They needed Chalitza. So somehow they were embarrassed. Instead of doing the Chalitza there in Zurich, they went to London to do. Went to London, so you have to prove that he's the brother-in-law. They would have done it in Zurich, where everybody lived. So So everybody knows who he is. So there's no problem. They were embarrassed to do it in Zurich, so they went to London. So they had to have Adim testify. They had to prove that this is the brother-in-law. This is the correct brother who's able to do the chalitza. So the Gemara says there's a Mishnah in Gittin.
What about the ktuba?
No.
The ktuba. It doesn't have a photograph. See? No. The woman has the ktuba, but it doesn't prove who the husband is. Doesn't prove who she is either. Maybe she gave it to someone else. She has to prove that she's the wife, and he has to prove that he's the husband. They have to have Adam or photographs or something. You have to prove that this is the husband and the wife. So there's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah describes a Jew is in a dungeon. The Romans put him in prison. He's in a dungeon, and he's going to die from starvation sooner or later. And he has Rachmanis on his wife, so he screams out, Yiddish, is there anybody, any Yidden over there? My name is Pliny, I live in this city, do me a favor, write a get for my wife and give it a get. So the Gemara says, but how do you know? Maybe he's someone else. Maybe someone else, yeah. So the Gemara says, maybe he's a shade, okay, that's another problem. But then the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe he's not the right person. Maybe he just wants to do them a teva. Maybe he's not the husband. So the Gemara says, Mikra din deraisa, a man is believed to say that I am the husband and write a get for my wife. The whole thing is a chumim with the rabbanon. You have to have hakorim and piacherim. Someone else should identify that this is the husband. So bishas ha sakana, kaisvim v'naisim. You write the get and you give, and afal pishayim akirim. Bishas ha tchak godl. So you revert back to the din deraisa. So the Maril says that's what we have been doing for centuries already. Every time there was a pogrom and there was only one survivor from the city, he comes and he says, I'm a Kayan. So we revert back to the din deraisa, but it's really not proper. So he says, because we're all in violation of this din derabbanan that you really need, hakram fi acherim, so we don't. So someone has to get the first aliyah, so we don't know who the Kayan is, and maybe he's not a Kayan. So you give it to him. He says he's a Kayan, and our Torah is believed. So you give him the first aliyah. Pidyon HaBen. You got to make a Pidyon HaBen, you have no Brera. But as far as eating the Chalas Chutzlots, what do you need the whole headache for? So we burn the Chalas Chutzlots. Instead of relying that on the Din D'Oraisa that HaKarim HaPiatzma is good, so we don't allow anybody to eat any Chalav Izmanazim. That's how the Maril looks like. You should. Okay, if you have Kohen Miyuchasim, then you should eat Chalas Chutzlots. Okay. There are a couple of Kohen Miyuchasim around, a handful around the world. So here the Mishnah is discussing if you have dough that was tamei before you made bread out of it. So you have to be mafresh challah from that too. What is the kohen going to do with the challah tamei? Let's say the Mishnah goes challah eretz yisrael, challah chutz lord. So there's no problem. You can eat the challah tamei. Challah eretz yisrael, you can't eat it. So what is he going to do with the challah tamei? They'll have to burn it. You have to burn it. You're allowed to give truma to a behemoth kohen. So the shayla is, but you're not. It's not proper to give meichel adam to a behemoth bichlal. Uh-huh. It's improper. It's considered bizayin oichlim to give meichel adam to a behemoth.
At that stage, it's just pure raw grain, right? It's not as if it took challah. Right? He took raw grain.
Who took our brain? No, what? Challah is a dough.
Truma.
Okay, truma. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So truma, if you can cook it and prepare it for a human being, so it's not proper to give machalodim to a behema bechlal. See, there's a machlekes Rashi and but the Mishnais do talk about feeding truma to a behemas koyin, and if it's only machal behema, it's not chayv in truma. So obviously it's Meichel Adam. So how do you feed it to the behemoth guy? So the Gemara talks about Karshinim Shel Truma. Karshinim is Roy Lachilos Adam, but not so much. Behemoth, it's more common to feed it to behemoth than to Adam. If it wouldn't be Meichel Adam at all, it wouldn't be Chayv in Trumas and Maisus. It is Meichel HaRoy Lachilos Adam, but it's mainly eaten by behemoth. So that you're allowed to feed to the behemoth. But if you have something like Isa dough, that you're going to make bread out of, bread or cake or cookies, and you mafish challah, so that's not permissible to give Meichel Adam to behem at all. There is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Sochim, but if the challah is tmeya, so it's not roy lachilos Adam, period. No, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, Chalat Tameh may not be eaten, period. Oh, so maybe then you're allowed to give it to a kelev of a kohen, a kelev of a non-kohen tarmanish. You're not allowed to chala truman chala is muta b'hanoah, but you're not allowed to feed it to a goy. Or you're not allowed to, it's muta b'hanoah. You're not allowed to feed it to a behemah that doesn't belong to a kohen. That's what Tosis calls hanoah shel kilui. If it's going to be consumed, eaten up, shaloi kemitzvasoi, then you're not allowed to. That's called bitla mitzvah. Even though the kohen is not allowed to eat it, what is that? The kohen can use it for fuel, the hasika tachas tavshilo. The kohen is allowed to use it for fuel. Or the kohen is, if he has shemen tomei, if it would have been shemen tomei, he could have mixed it into his fruits and vegetables, could have put it into the food. If it's shemen tomei, he can use it lahair to serve as fuel to light up the room. And then the Gemara says, ner le'echad ner le'meyah. Once the kohen is using it, so the non kohen can sit in the same room also. And read law around there as well, because that's not called kilui shaloi kemitzvah. So the kohen is using, the kohen is having the hanor from the oil.
Can he give this kohen truma to his evet
kanani? Evet kanani, the kohen is allowed to eat truma, but he's also chayv mitzvah. So he's not, just like the kohen himself is prohibited from eating truma tameya, so the evet kanani shal kohen is also prohibited. Is chayv mitzvus kisha, just like the Eishes Kohen is allowed to eat truma, but she's not allowed to violate the Avera in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat truma tameya. So neither the Kohen nor the Eishes Kohen nor the Evet Kanani of the Kohen. The Kanani is also chayv mitzvus. Same mitzvus that the Isha is chayv. So if. Right. Devil.
Huh?
Yeah, it was Tevel.
Tevel, so I mean, but it's a
also, Tevel is muta b'hanor, but not b'hanor shel kilui.
Right.
You're not allowed to feed Tevel to a goy, you're not allowed to feed Tevel to a behemah, because that's called hanor shel kilui. It's a similar than this is Truma. Truma is muta b'hanor, but not hanor shel kilui. And Tevel, before you mafish anything, Tevel is also muta b'hanor. If you have a sack of grain and everything is Tevel, I'm allowed to sit on it. It's not bizayin ochlin. It's in a sack, but so it's muta b'anor because I'm not consuming it. But to feed it to a behemah, that's hanor shel kilui. That you're not allowed to do.
The chutz la'aretz, everything is tamei. There's no way of keeping it tahor. We are all tamei. Whatever we touch, it's going to become tamei. So it's very hard.
There's a din of tumas eretz amim. There's a din with the rabbanon that all of chutz la'aretz is treated like one big cemetery.
Okay. So the question is,
so the din is that Kohanim are not allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz. That's
in
the even if you're born in Chutz La'aretz,
how come we're allowed to take out to begin with knowing that it's going to become Tameh?
It already is Tameh. When it was dough, everything is Tameh. The pot is Tameh. The people are Tameh.
It's grain.
Yeah. Then you mix the grain with water, it becomes Huchshu L'Kabal Tumah. Then it's Mekabal Tumah from the pot, and from the person, and from the Avir. All of Chutz La'aretz, everything. Whatever you're going to do in Chutz La'aretz is going to become Tameh. If you had truma tahira, then you're not allowed to be metameh. But here was already tameh before you were mafrish the chala. So the din is that you're mechuyev to be mafrish the chala. You have no brera. If you're not going to be mafrish the chala, you're not allowed to eat it. Can't eat the tevel. Once you're mafrish chala tahira, then you're not allowed to be metameh. Let's say when they make the egg matzahs for Pesach, when they make normal matzahs, so they mix in water. So if you mix in water, the oichlus, the flour is huchshu l'kabal tumah. When they make egg matzahs, so they don't mix in any water. If they mix in water, then we would assume that they made peiris, what do they mix in? Apple cider with the eggs. That would be mimahir l'hachmitz. So they're careful not to mix in any water. So when you make the egg matzahs, it's not huchshu l'kabal tumah. So egg matzahs are tahor. So therefore, if you're mafrish chali, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to burn challah tahira.
But the truma itself is tumah, has tumah, you know? The tevel doesn't have tumah. Anything that grows in chutz la'aretz.
Yeah.
Doesn't it become tumah automatically, any havi or whatever it is?
Becomes tumah if it's roi lekabel tumah. So oichlim are only lekabel tumah if they had hechsher. Has to be rinsed off. So even though it rains on the grain when it's attached to the ground, that's not hechsher. Just like in mechubel lekaka, just like it's not mekabel tumah when it's mechubel lekaka, it's not mekabel hechsher either. And after you cut it off, they're very careful to see to it that it shouldn't be rained on. It shouldn't get any rain on it. So normally when you make matzahs, so you mix in water. So that's the Heksher. That's the Heksher of Kabbal Tumah. Then it's Makabal Tumah from the Avi Rav Chutz Laretz and from the one who's needing it.
Peos is not considered a Heksher?
No.
Is that one of the seven Mashkins?
No. No, it's not one of the seven Mashkins. Seven Mashkim do not include May Paris, right? So Nachamal. So the Mishnah talks, Mishnayis and Chala talk about, Mishnayis and Chala talk about Chala and Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnayis talk about the requirement to be Marfish Chala even if all of the dough, even if the Issa is Tameya. If the Issa is Tameya, so the Mela, the Chala is going to be Marfish, is going to be Tameya also. Chala is Eretz Yisrael, that's Tameya, cannot be eaten. So what do? You have to burn it. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Psachim. If you have challah in Eretz Yisrael, that's tameh, and the kohanim are not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, so feed it to the behemoth kohen. So give it to the behemoth kohen. What do you have to burn it for? And Tosfos disagrees and says, no, it's since it's physically roi l'achilas adam, so you're not allowed to feed it to the behemoth kohen. The only time you're allowed to feed truma or challah to a behemoth kohen is if it's not so roi l'achilas in the first place. If it wouldn't be roi l'achilas adam at all, would Michaib and Chumah, would Michaib and Chalas. It is Roy Lachilas Adam. But it's really more Roy Lachilas Bema than it is Lachilas Adam. So then Yechaib and Chalas, then Yechaib and Chumah Zamaisus, and then you're allowed to feed it to the behemoth coin. So if you had delicious Chalas, Roy, physically Roy Lachilas Adam, but it's Tomei, so that's not Roy Lachilas Adam. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So you're allowed to feed it to the behemoth coin. But you can't feed it to the behemoth in the zoo. The behemoths in the zoo, are the, if you have a behemoth that's owned b'shutfus by a kohen and a non-kohen, then the Mishnah say you're not allowed to give it. You're not allowed to give it to them.
What happens if you give to the behemoth tumah to eat? Is not this animal kosher?
Yeah, it's still going to be kosher. Yeah. There is a machloikas. What if you feed a behemoth kol yemei chayeho? Macholas Asuris. So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Issa V'Heter, from the Rabbeinu Yonah HaAshkenazi, in the Issa V'Heter, Behemeshin is Patim, Mekol Yimei Chaya, B'Macholas Asuris, you shouldn't eat Mishum Arizayin. It looks like it's strafe. It looks like it's strafe. It looks funny. Where do you have the Behemah? It's very rare. Behemeshin is Patim, Mekol Yimei Chaya. The whole growth of the animal was only by eating treif for food. Very rare to have such a thing. So the Ramah quotes such a thing. The Shach Tainas against this Issa V'Heter, against this Chumah. He says the only source for this is a Mishnah in the end of Tmura. Tosfos on a Mishnah in the end of Tmura says Be'emesh and Espat Makol Mechayel B'Yisuri Hanor, not B'Machol Asasuris, B'Yisuri Hanor, that you're not allowed to eat. If I'm going to eat this Behemah indirectly, I'm getting Hanor from the Yisuri Hanor. But if it's only Be'emesh and Espat Makol Mechayel B'Machol Asasuris, there is such a thing. There is such a thing. Salmon always has a certain pink color. So they finally discovered what the secret is. Manishtana salmon from all the others has to do with the diet. What the salmon eats certain kind of worms. So the people enjoy that color of the salmon. So now they can take whitefish and give it the same diet of the same worms. They can take whitefish and they have man-made lakes in America. And they can feed the whitefish, dafka, all of these kind of worms, and then it's going to have the color of the salmon. So the shaila is they wanted the OU to give a heksha on these fish. So the shaila was, but they were going to it was going to be a balchai behemoth. It's not a behemoth. It's a fish, and it's patma koi mechayeo the macholas asuris. Worms are rasa bachila, but the muta bano. So the Ramah says that you're not allowed to eat in Mishum Marisai. The Ramah quotes this from the Issa V'Heter. The Shachar is not happy, but the Issa V'Heter was in the days of the Rishonim. He quotes such a chumra that Mishum Marisai, you're not allowed to eat. So the Yoyu didn't give the Heksha.
So why salmon kosher? Same thing?
I don't know. Apparently salmon has a lot of these worms, but it eats kosher things also.
Only the worms.
Yeah, this company only gave worms to the whitefish. So they're going to be pink whitefish.
What about dagim ochlim et dagim acharim?
You're right. Kedgei hayam, they eat each other up. So if the dagim gedolim eat both dagim torim and dagim tmeim, so then it's muta. But if a dag shenis patem kol yemei chayav, only with dogim tameim, then the Ramah quotes a chumra that it's awesome. And the whole chumra is based on a Tosfos comments on the Mishnah at the end of Tmura, Tosa understood from the Mishnah and the Gemara, Behemish and his Patma, Koli Mechaya, Bisuri Hano, that that's also Medina. So that the Sfardim don't hold from that Bichlal. Because the Rambam says we don't pass like that Mishnah. We don't accept that Laloch. So the Mechaba doesn't hold from the whole thing. The Ramo accepts from the Bali Atosa that that's a din. Behemish and his Patma, Koli Mechaya, Bisuri Hano, so that you're not allowed to eat that Behemah because indirectly, you're getting Hanof and he's saying Hanof. That was the whole issue with the what do you call it? Not the Pesach dig of milk. With the veal. That was the whole issue with the veal. That the veal, they feed the calves from the time that they're very, very young. They feed the calves in a lot of places only Basa B'chol of their Isa. Basa b'chalav der rabbanon is muta b'hano, it's only asa b'achila. But basa b'chalav der aise is asa b'bishul b'achila b'hano. So what happened was that several years ago, one day, three nachrim came in representing at this 11 companies who manufacture the feed, the special meichel for these veal in all of North America. They came into the OU office, happened to be on a Friday, that's when I'm there. So they know that Rabbi Ganak was very was always very friendly with the governor of New Jersey, so they needed a toiva from him in politics. So they're telling him a whole story. And this wasn't the main part of the story. This was derech agav, that the meichel that they give to the sheep, to the young bloodless, yes. the calves, that the muscles shouldn't develop. And when you eat the flesh from the veal, it goes down your throat like butter. It's very, very soft because the muscles didn't develop. That special meichel is basa b'chol of their eyes. So Rabbi Ganak called me into the office and he called in the other rabbanim. He said, could you please tell over again what it was? So they're describing the whole thing. So we were discussing among ourselves while the Nachum was sitting there. So we said, we should ask him, maybe instead of cooking the flesh with the milk, maybe they should cook chaza with milk. Maybe they should pork, because the basa b'chol of their eyes is only if it's from a kosher animal. If it's flesh from a non-kosher animal anyway, from pork, so if you cook pork with milk, it's also because of pork, but it's not basa b'chol of their eyes. So Rabbi Ganak asks the goyim, what if you would cook pork with milk? So one of them says, Rabbi, that's chaza. So he says, how do you know about chaza? He says, his wife is Jewish. His in-laws were survivors from the Shoah, and their daughter married a guy. So we were, sorry, Rabbi, that's Tachoris, that's Chaz. So I explained to him, never knew that. It's only Basa B'cholov if it's a kosher animal, not kosher animal, not. So that was a whole tumult they wrote up in the newspapers at that time. It's a Shaila where they're allowed to eat veal because they feed a whole year. They feed the calves, the special Michael. So that was the question. So Chacham Avadya wrote a tshuva about this years ago. They don't paskan like the whole Gemara. They don't paskan like the Taisvas. They paskan like the Rambam. Rambam says we don't accept that whole din in the Mishnah. Even behemish in his patma koi mechaya bisuri hano, you can still eat the behemah. So for Sfardim there's no problem. But for Ashkenazim, the Rambam quotes not only the Taisvas, he quotes the Isa Vehet, who goes a step further. Even behemish in his patma koi mechaya bisuri achila. Not bisuri hano, bisuri achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Mishum marasayin. It looks as if you're eating treifas. So that is then, and some of the rabbanim from the OU visited again the places where the farms where they feed the calves. So they say that it's not basa b'chol of their eyes. Maybe it's only basa b'chol of the rabbanim that they don't really do bishul and the milk with the flesh together. It's a shaila.
It's a shaila. Chicken.
Yeah, chicken with milk would have only been the Rabbanim. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't really change anything, but the Rabbanim thought that maybe it's not basa b'chol of their rice. It's only basa b'chol of the Rabbanim. Okay. So getting back over here, so we went a little too far off. Nachamol. So if you're not mafrish challah, so you're not allowed to eat anything, everything is tevel. You have to be mafrish challah to take off the yisid tevel. So the din is you can only, let's say I have five different pots of dough, and everything grows, and everything is chayv challah. Each batch has a shiur challah. If you just mix a little flour with water, you're not chayv challah. You have to have a certain minimum amount of flour. That's a shayla. How much is it? So Rav Henkin was the big poisek in America before Rav Moshe came, before Rav Moshe Feinstein came. So he printed in his sefer that he thinks between 3 and 5 pounds of flour it should be mafish challah without a brach, and more than 5 pounds of flour, you mafish challah with a brach. Okay, so let's say you have 5 different pots and each one has 10 pounds of flour. So each and they're all chayv and challah. So you don't have to be mafrish from each and every pot separately. You can be mafrish from one pot and all of the others, but it has to be min amukaf. The din is, that's the bottom line of Rashi on Lamed Amad Aleph. He says the sifrei darshans from the pasuk of Hari Moshe mimenu. Mimenu means min amukaf. The Mishnah says that if you're mafrish chala or mafrish truma shaloi min amukaf b'riyevit it's chal, the whole din is only lachatchila. So that led, we spoke last time, that led to a Rashi to believe this machlegs Rashi and Tosfos and Gitna and Daf Lamed. Rashi holds the whole din of mukif is only an asmachta mid the rabbanon. It's not really a din min haTorah. I, the Sifrei, learns that from a pasuk. There are hundreds of drushes in the Sifrei that are only asmachta. So this is one of the many. And Tosfos is there. Mukif means nearby. Right. The challah should be, that's the question, nearby or touching?
Nishika.
That's the shayla. Oh. That's a shayla. How close does it have to be? So we're going to have to discuss it here. So the challah has to be nearby, the stuff that you mafrish on. So I mentioned last time, the Vilna Gaon writes there in Yerideya, usually the Vilna Gaon just gives marmakimus what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't give his own opinion. And once every 20 pages, he gives you his opinion. So here he has a long bir agrah, and this sif in Shulchan Aruch, he says, not a Rishonim figured out what's going on. The Balei HaTosfos didn't figure out what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on. So he says, if it's in the same room, then it's always called Mukav. Even though this is over here, this over here, whatever's in the same room is sufficiently close to each other, that's been a Mukav. Unless it's in a Kli. If this batch of dough is in one Kli, that batch of dough, let's say for the purpose of Hafrashas Truma, so let's say it's not in a Kli, it's just laying on the floor all over the place. So you can be mafish one on the other if it's in the same room. If you have bushels full of food, or if you have a kelim full of dough, so the kelim have to be touching each other, then it's called menamukav. You don't need that the dough should be touching. The kelim should be touching each other is good enough. And if the kelim are not both open, even if the kelim are touching, that's called shalom menamukav. So b'dievid will be chal anyway. But l'chatchila, it's an isa. You're not allowed to be mafish shalom menamukav. One might have thought, this is incorrect, I would have thought like that, that shaloi min amukaf, you mekayim the mitzvah, shalo bishlei musa. Bishlei musa is when you do min amukaf. And if you mafish shaloi min amukaf, it's better than nothing, you mekayim the mitzvah, shalo bishlei musa. So the Gemara says wrong, the Gemara says that it's an iser. For vana nemtzach an iser, I don't know. But that's how Gemara in Erevin says. That it's considered a sura zuta, it's considered a slight iser to be mafish shaloi min amukav. It's not that it's better than nothing. No, if you mafish truma shaloi min amukav, you're in violation of an isa. According to Rashi, an isa derabbanan, according to Tosfos, some kind of an isa deraisa. So let's say again, you have 5 pots, and let's say they're all touching each other. Each pot has 10 pounds of flour, and each pot is chayv in challah, and all the 10 pots are touching. All the 5 pots are touching each other. Fine. So it can be mafish one on the other. What if I already was mafish on one pot, one isa, I already was mafrish, challah. And now I want to be mafrish again from the same isa on the other 4 pots. So that's no good. That's been a potter ala chiv. They have to be all on the same level of chiv. They have to, let's say, one is chayiv min challah min ator, one is chayiv min challah min derabbana. So that's been a potter ala chiv, min a chiv ala potter. They have to be on the same level of chiv. Even if they're both chayiv min derabbana, not all the dinim derabbana are the same level of chiv. Let's say Chalas Chutz Loretz is a lower level of Chiyav, and Chala in Eretz Yisrael, Lechveis, that grew by a goy, a Chala Bizman Azeh, is a Derabbanon, a higher level of a Derabbanon. So that's a Gemara Menachas, that not all the Dinim Derabbanon, let's say Truma Derabbanon, not all the Truma Derabbanon is on the same level. Some are more Chomer than the other. So you have to be Mafish, Men Achiyav, Al Achiyav. Everything has to have the same level of Chiyav. So here the Mishnah quotes Reb Lezer. They're going to quote Rab Lezer to prove that all the 5 Tanoim, Rab Meir, Rab Yosef, Rab Shur, Rab Lozer, Rab Lezer, nobody agrees with Rab Akiva, and we don't accept his opinion. Rab Akiva claims that Sheni Osu Shlishi even Bechulet. So we don't hold like that, we hold only Betruma. Where do you see that from Rab Lezer? He talks about you're not allowed to be Mafish Chala Min HaTomei Al HaTohar. That applies even, the Shach writes in Yerudea, that applies even b'zman hazeh b'chutzlores, but we're not going to eat it anyway. No one's going to eat the stuff anyway. And even if it would be tamei, the kohen is, strictly speaking, he is allowed to eat it. Because chalat meya b'chutzlores, you're allowed to eat. Only if the kohen is tamei, atum hayotza olam igufoy. So the chalat meya, the kohen may eat. And b'zman hazeh, nobody eats it anyway. But nonetheless, the din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even b'zman hazeh, it's not permissible to be marfish min atomei al ator. So the Mishnah and Chal is talking about a situation, you have two batches of dough. One batch of dough is tohu, one batch of dough is tomei. So true, if you'll be marfish min atomei, it'll al atomei. Marfish min atomei, it'll be Chal. But nicer would be if you marfish min atohar al atomei, so the coin will be able to eat it. Why should you be marfish min atomei al atomei? So the question is, how is it possible to be marfish min atohar, and everything is lohur machalosa? I didn't take challah yet. If I already took challah from the tohara on itself, then it's no longer tevel. So you can no longer be, you can't be mafish min atohar al atomei. The tomei is tevel and the tohar is tevel. Everything is tevel. So how can I do this hidur to be mafish challah tohara on the isa tmeya? How can you do that? So the Vilna Goyen says, what's the problem? It's all in the same room. The pots are touching. What's the problem? So he says, no. If everything in the same room is considered min amukaf, if everything is tameh, everything is tohar. Because you're not makbir al taruvasa. It wouldn't bother you if you would mix it all together. But if one is tameh, one is tohar, then there's a kpeda not to mix it together, then it's not called min amukaf. But then it's only called min amukaf if it's very, very close and everything is touching. So how touching does it have to be? So here Reb Lezer is describing one isa is tohara, one isa is tmeya, and everything is tevel. Reb Lezer, right? Mechala nitelis min atohara ala tmeya ketzad. How are you going to do that? That it's going to be in the same room, helfnish? Because there's a kpeda not to have them touch each other. So how can you do mina mukaf? B'diyevet, if you'll be mafish aloy mina mukaf, it'll be chal, but it's an isa. So he wants to tell you, how can you do it lechatchila without violating the isa ketzad? For example, Ketzad keizet tzad. What's the echetim? So shtei isas, two batches of dough, achas tarav, achas tameya, noitel kedei chalo. How much are you supposed to take? So you're supposed to take. Rashi starts talking about that 1/24th and 1/48th. We don't give so much bizman as that. 1/24th and 1/48th. The Mishnah has that a baker can't give so much or go out of business. So the baker is enough if he gives 1/48th. And if it's a private balabasta making for her own bread, so she should really give 1/24th of the whole lisa. So that's only in Eretz Yisrael years ago that the economy used to really get a benefit out of the challah. See, she give a b'kavod d'gamah. B'zman hazeh was just going to burn it anyway. Challah chutzah was just going to burn it. So you can be mafresh and mashu. So the minig is that you mafresh a kazais. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Minig is you mafresh a kazais. Mikre din, you don't even need a kazais. Mashu would be good enough. So he says, Nertel kadei chala, let's say you want to take your 1/24th or your 1/48th, whatever the case happens to be. Rashi gets involved in the 24th and the 48th because of the context of the Mishnah. The woman was metami the Isa of Mezid. She was pasheya. She shouldn't have done that. So we make her be mafresh 1/24th. So she's going to take a volume from the Isa Tahora that's equivalent to the size, the volume of 1/24th of the Isa Tameya. Notel or notelus, he or she, whoever the baker is, should take kedei chala, that volume, the Isa Shalohur Mechalos, everything has to be tevel. The Naisein Pachas Mikabeitza Be'emza, kedei litom min amukav. You're going to have four things that are going to be touching each other. You're going to have the Isa Tameya over here. You're going to have the Isa Tahira over here. Then you're going to have, take from the Isa Tahira 1/24th. Take 1/24th. I want to be mafresh on the Isa Tameya. Everything is tevel. I want to be mafresh on the Isa Tameya. So take, this can be 10 times as big as that. This can be 10 times as big as that. They're not necessarily the same size. So take so much dough, raw dough, from the Isa Tahira that'll be the equivalent of 1/24th of the Isa Tameya. So you make a ball out of that. So if you're going to have this touch, the Isa Tameya, what level of Tumah are we talking about over here? The Isa Tameya cannot be an Av HaTumah. It can't be Avi Avos HaTumah. It's not a Mei, only a Mei is Avi Avos. Can't be an Av HaTumah either, because Oklum and Mashim and Klicheres don't have Tarab and Mikveh, and that was the rule that the Gemara had, the last Daf and Erev and Kol Shein La Tarab and Mikveh, ain't an Asa Av HaTumah. So food can never be an Avat Tumah. So the next possibility is that it's a Rishon LeTumah. So the Gemara thought that it's probably talking the Issa Tameya is a Rishon LeTumah. So if you want to take this ball from the Issa Tahira, that's going to be the volume of 1/24 of the Issa Tameya, and you're going to have it touch the Issa Tahira and the Issa Tameya, it's going to be touching the Issa Tameya. So the Issa Tameya is a Rishon LeTumah, is going to make the ball of dough into a Sheni LeTumah. So Arisha makes a Sheni even a Chulin. Arisha makes a Sheni even a Chulin.
Ochlin can make up Ochlin.
That's a problem. The Gemara has a klal. Ochlin can't be metam Ochlin. Can only metam Ash. So that's a big problem. What's going on over here? I don't know. That's a very strong kash. I don't know. So that's somehow the Gemara is assuming like that. If you have a ball of Isa Tahira that's going to touch the Isa Tmeya, and the Isa Tmeya is a Arisha and the Tumer, so it's going to make the ball of dough into a Sheni LeTumah. So what did you accomplish? So you may as well be mafrish from the Issa Tmeya itself. So Reb Leizer has a chachma. He says, no, take a little ball of dough from the Issa Tahira that's less than a kibetza, and have that sit on top of the Issa Tmeya. Then take a ball of dough from the Issa Tahira, that's the volume of 1/24 that you're going to be Kurishem Chalan. So the Issa Tmeya is touching the ball, the little ball, which is less than a kibetza, so they'll make it into a sheni. Then you have this larger ball, that's the volume of 1/24 of the Issa Tmeya, so the sheni is not also shlishi b'chulin, so it's not going to be metameyit. So then, this larger ball is touching the smaller ball, which in turn is touching the Issa Tmeya. The smaller ball will become a sheni l'tumah, but the sheni will not transmit the tumah to the thing. If I'm going to declare it now as challah when it's still touching, so now it's sheni also shlishi b'tumah. Challah is a dina k'tumah, so teignish. So Rashi says, as you're about to be koreshem challah, so separate it, so it won't be touching, and that's good enough. That's called minamukav. That's called minamukav. So on the bottom of the page, on Laman Amar Aleph, they have the comments of the Tosfos Shan. So he says, Hikshar Ben Al Chonan, how does it help? This is not Minamukah if it's not touching. If he said it has to touch. So he said, it's even the Gemara, it's even the Mishnah, that it doesn't have to touch. If it was once touching, and now he separated a little bit, so it was almost touching, and it's right next to it, Dosiginuk, it's also called Minamukah. And then, the Mishnah says, V'chachamim Maisrim, on the top of Laman Beis, the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to do that. Why not? So the Gemara is going to discuss it. So the version that appears in the Mishnah is you should have two balls of dough, a small ball of dough that's pachas mikibetza, and then the larger ball of dough that's going to turn out, that's going to be the challah, you're going to ultimately be kereshem challah on that, 1/24 of the whole Issa. So the Mishnah records that you put a small ball of dough pachas mikibetza. The Tanya, but we have a braisa that records the same Reb Leizer differently. The Tanya Kibetza. There are two versions, there are three opinions here. Reb Leizer A, Reb Leizer B, and the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do either. Reb Leizer and the Braisa says you're even allowed to have a Kibetza. The small ball of dough can be a Kibetza. What's the difference between a Kibetza and less than a Kibetza? So Rashi quotes from Yuma, Daf Pei Omer Aleph. Rashi and Laman and Beis is a famous Rashi. And Bali Atayis is always, whenever Rashi says it, Atayis jumps on Rashi and they disagree. Machlek is Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in the end of Yuma that Oichel Pachas Mikabetzes Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, but it cannot transmit the Tumah to anything else. So Rashi holds that everything is deraisa. Oichel Pachas Mikabetzes Mekabel Tumah, but it cannot transmit Tumah. The Rabbeinu Tam says that that's not correct. And in many places in Shas, he disagrees with Rashi. He says, Eichel Pachas Mikabetzah is not Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. The Kabbalah's Tumah, Pachas Mikabetzah, that itself is only Midirabban. Okay, but all right. So those are Midirabban. On our daf, it's irrelevant whether it's Midirabban or Min HaTorah. Another Gemara, it's relevant. Our daf, Rashi said it, so the Tosfos had to register their dissatisfaction with the Rashi.
If less than a Kabbalah can't transfer Tumah, then why do you have to separate the Torah
Why do you have to designate?
You said you have to separate the tahor material just before you designate it as challah from the tumah material.
Right.
But if it's less than a bayin, it can't transfer to him, so why do you have to separate it?
Okay, if it's going to be less than a kibetzah, you won't have to. If it's going to be more than a kibetzah, then you will have to. Rashi.
Less than a kibetzah.
Okay, yeah, well, the Mishnah and the Braisa had the two versions. The Mishnah has the one version of Reb Lezer that the little ball is going to be smaller than a kibetzah. And then the Braisa has that it is going to be a kibetzah. So if it is going to be a kibetzah, then Rashi adds on. You're going to have to separate. It's going to be smaller than a kibetzah, then you don't have to, because it can't be metame anyway.
So you say, what's the necessity for the little ball?
If I'll have, again, if I have Isa Tmeyo, so I can be Mafrish Chalam in Ayabay. Yeah, but then it's going to be Chalat Tmeyo. So I would prefer to be Mafrish Chalat Tahira on the Isa Tmeyo. So I have to take 1/24 of the volume of the whole Isa Tmeyo. So if I'm going to have it sit, it's going to be a big ball. If I'm going to have it sit on top of the Isa Tmeyo, touching it, I want it to be Mukav. So then it'll be Mekabel Tumah from the Isa Tahira. So I have a little ball, so the little ball will be Mekabel Tumah, but it won't be able to transmit the Tumah to the next one, either because it's less than a Kibetza, or even if it's larger than a Kibetza, because Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin. But then if that's the reason, Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin, then I'm going to have to separate the larger ball before I'm Koreshem Chala, because the moment I'll declare that it's Chala and it's touching the Sheni, so Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechumah, the Chumah Bechachimah will be. So the Gemara says, the Amoraim, the Gemara quoted this, who is it? Omar Rabba Barisi, Omar Rav. On the top of Laman Amarab, the sixth line from the top. Rav said, there are five Tanaim who don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. This big chumer that Sheini Osa Shlisha Bechulin, Rabbi Gamliel had a good reason that he didn't allow Rabbi Akiva to express his opinion, because we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. The overwhelming majority of the Tanoim did not accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So they're proving, the Bnei HaYeshiva, Rab, and all his Talmidim, they're proving that Rabbi Lezer holds Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Mechum. So the Gemara says, Savrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva who brought this Mishnah and Chalat to demonstrate, to prove that Rabbi Lezer holds that Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Mechulin. So they thought, Savrua idi v'idi b'isa rishayna. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the same thing. The Isa is Tomei, probably to the extent, it can't be Avi Avois HaTumah, it can't be an Av HaTumah, called Avi Shein Lotar Mimik Vena Nasa Av HaTumah, probably it's a Rishon HaTumah. Probably, maybe it's only a Sheini. So they thought, Savrua, the Bnei HaYeshiva, thought, idi v'idi, the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking, the Isa is a Rishon HaTumah. And they thought, Chulin hatfulin lachala lav kechala dami. The Shaila is like this. The Gemara has an expression, when you have tevel, so no one's allowed to eat the tevel. Why not? Till you mafrish truma. Or if you have tevel and dough, so you're not allowed to eat it till you mafrish tachala. So the Gemara has an expression, in Nida, the Gemara says aloshin, that when you have tevel, truma psichabe. Truma is blended in. You consider it as if the truma is floating around. And when the farmer is Koreshem, Harezia Truma, he's just being Mavar where it is. That's the question. Do you say, when the farmer says Harezia Truma, he takes out 2%, this is Truma, 10% is Maiserishin, and then 10% of what's left is Maiserishin. He's creating Maiserishin, he's creating Maiserishin, he's creating Truma, but he's saying, no, everything's floating around. When he says, this is Truma, he's being Mavar, where is the Truma? Here it is. So the Gemara has such a lashon, Truma Psicha Be. Psicha means blended in. The Truma is floating around over there. So that's, there is a machlekes in Mishnayis, Masechas Mashen, machlekes Bisham Bisil. So Bisil, we pass like Bisil, all the time we pass like Bisil, that Matana Shalahurmu Kemishu Hurmu Damyan. When you have Tevil, it's considered as if there's Maisesheni floating around there. Lekama, the Nafkeminis La Lochem. So a lot of Rishonim take it literally. We consider it as if the Truma is floating around. When the farmer is Koreshem Truma, he doesn't create Truma. He just Mavara where it was there all along. He doesn't create the Kedusha's Truma with his Amira. He just Mavara, here is the Truma. He's Kaveh where it is. So there would be room to argue the point and say that Chulin Hatfulin Lachala should be Mekabel Truma of Shlishi. If a Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechala Ube Truma, so if you have tevel at tovel the truma, so the truma is floating around. So if you have a sheni touches the tevel at tovel the truma, or a sheni touches tevel at tovel the chala, there would be room to argue the point and say chulan atvuna lechala kechala damyan, because the chala is floating around there. You have to designate. So the Gemara says, so Ruah the Bnei HaYeshiva who thought to bring a ray, the Rab Lezer rejects Rabbi Akiva's opinion they thought the following premises. Either we eat the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the same case. The Isa is a Rishon Latuma. And they assumed premise number two, Chulanatvun Lavka Chaladami. If you're going to say Kachaladami, so the Isa is a Rishon Latuma, touches the little ball that's a Kebetza, that becomes a Sheni Bechulan. Then the Sheni touches the larger ball, it's Chulanatvun Lachala. So it should make it into a shlishi, just like the shlishi bechala will be chumah. So the shlishi bechula ratvuna lechala. So the Bnei Hayshiva thought, no, all the Tanoim agree, chula ratvuna lechala, lav kechala domi. So what's my lab behokam afligi? So what's the machlekes over here? What's machlekes between who and who? What's the machlekes? So Rashi learns, what's the machlekes between a blazer and a chachamim? The Rashash has a whole comment over here. He thinks that other Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. He said the simple gist of the Gemara reads, "My lab ba'okam afligi." The two versions of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer A, Rabbi Lezer B, because the Gemara sets it up. The Mishnah quotes one version of Rabbi Lezer. The Braisa quotes a different version of Lezer. Then the Gemara says, "Sarua they thought idi both the version and the Mishnah, the version the Braisa are talking about the same case. The E says Rishon, my lab ba'okam afligi. The two versions of Rabbi Lezer. All right. It doesn't make such a difference. It's not so significant. But just, it reads a little smoother the way the Rashash read it. He thinks that other Rishonim didn't learn like Rashi. All right. So the Gemara says, the issue involved over here, one of the issues, my lab, b'hokam afligi, the marsava, ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, even if you take a kebetza, if you have less than a kebetza, so it can't transmit tumah, period. So there's no problem. Even if you have more than a kebetza, so what? But the Isa Tameya is a Rishon. It touches the little ball that's Kebetza, becomes a Sheni. So if you hold Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin, so there's no problem even if the ball in between is more than a Kebetza. So my love, this is the Machlokes. Marsova, the one who says that it should be, it can even be a Kebetza, he holds Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin. Umarsova, and the other version of Rab Lezer, or the Tanoim who disagree, Vachacham and Moisrim, according to the way Rashi learns, those who disagree with that Reb Lezer Sofer, Sheni Oso Shlishi B'chulin. So if you're going to have a Kebetza, the little ball is going to be a Kebetza, it'll become a Sheni, it'll make the other big, larger ball into a Shlishi, and Sheni Oso Shlishi B'chulin. So isn't that the Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chachamim? And the Chachamim is Reb Akiva, with this funny sheet, the Sheni Oso Shlishi B'chulin, and we don't pass like that. We pass like Reb Lezer, and Sheni Oso Shlishi B'chulin. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. You're making so many assumptions. Who says that that's what's going on? So the Gemara, they're trying to prove that there are five Tanaim who reject Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So it says, Ve'azokta, that's the pshat. Omer Ameri Brei de Rav Kahane. So one of the Amoraim says, not necessarily so. You could argue the point and say, Dikuli Amma, Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin. Nobody holds that Sheni Osa Shlishi. And the Mach, so why do you have to be medactic that it should be less than a Kebetza? What does it bother you? Even if it's more than a kibbutz, ain't sheni osa shlish b'chulin. Maybe b'hacha b'chulin atvun l'lechala kam efligi. That's why. Ma'asav k'chala dami. The Tana in the Mishnah says that the smaller ball has to be less than a kibbutz. It's not because he holds that sheni osa shlish b'chulin, but rather because he holds chulin atvun l'lechala k'chala dami. So since the larger ball is you're going to be kairi shem chala on it later. So now it's Chala psicha bay, so that can become a shlishi. Maybe that's the machlekes. Marsava kachala dom, marsava kachala. Maybe that's the machlek. Or the boy same. If you want, he can give a different pshat. We don't know that everything is iffy over here. We don't know what the pshat in the machlekes is. Everything is missing in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The boy is aim. If you want, he can say a different suggestion. The kuliyama chulan tuvul chala lav kachala domi. It can't become a shlishi until after you'll be kurishem and you'll separate it before you be kurishem. Then sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. So what are they fighting about? A different machlokes. What's the issue? Peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael, peres that grow in Chutz Lord, so you want to make a tummy, do whatever you want. Peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael, holy peres. Everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is holy peres. So there's an isa mishmeres trumaisa, you're not allowed to be metamei truma. Shmeris Trumaisa means he should be Meshama the Truma. It shouldn't be Halach Leibud, and it shouldn't become Tommy. But what about Chulin? So the Gemara says, also not right. There's an issue. Also, Ligram Tuma Lechulin Shabaritz is all. But here, it's Litzorech. Here, I'm causing the smaller ball to become Tommy in order to be Mafresh Menatohar Ala Tommy. If I wouldn't have the smaller ball, then I wouldn't be able to be mafrish min amukim. So I'd have to be mafrish min atomei al atomei. So I'm trying to be misakin over here. I'm trying to. Reb Leizer has a kunz. He has an einfall. How can you be mafrish min atohar al atomei? The only way to do, and it has to be min amukav. You don't want to violate this isur, isur zuta, the small isur of being mafrish shalom min amukav. So he says, take a small ball and put it in between, and you'll be garim tuma l'chulun sheberetz yisof. So you're garim, you're causing tuma to the smaller ball in order to accomplish that you'll be mafrish min atohar al atomei. This kunz. So ginuk that you have to be mitame a little ball. Why should you make it a bigger ball more than a kebetza? It's bad enough. You're being matar and iser over here. Of also lignon tumul cholish beretz yisrael. So the Gemara says maybe that's the machlekes between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Marsav umutar lignon tumul cholish beretz yisrael for the sake of being mafish menatohar alatame. We allow you to be mitame some dough. So once you're mitame the dough, what's a big difference going to be? More than a kebetza, less than a kebetza, it doesn't make a difference. Umasava, no. You can solve your problem to be mafish menatar alatame by taking a smaller ball, less than a kebetza. So why do you have to be mitame twice as much? A double amount of chumah. Masava, also likun tumah. So you can look if you have less than a kebetza. So bottom line, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. That's the end of the story. Rabbi Kiva's opinion, Hashem Yos, Shlisha B'chulin, was suppressed by Rabbi Gamliel because he's right. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva.
First of all, the concept of Truma being swimming in the...
floating around.
So why shouldn't the Kohen be allowed to eat
That's Taisus Kashi. That's another machlek is Rashi and Taisin Yibamis. Rashi says the Isser against eating Tevel is because Truma Psicha Dei. These are two different Gemaras. So Rashi writes the Isser that you're not allowed to eat Tevel is because Truma. So Taisus says a Kohen should be allowed to eat Truma. So Taisus says it's wrong. Truma Psicha Dei, that's a fact. Tanoim hold. And then the Isser against eating Tevel is unrelated. You're not allowed to eat Tevel, period. So the Achrayim come to defend Rashi. So they say Rashi holds that the prohibition against eating tevel is the same. It's because truma psichabe is not allowed to eat truma. I, but a kohen Torah is allowed to eat truma. He's only allowed to eat truma after you mafish it. Before you mafish it, then it's even also for a kohen. That's how they find it for Rashi. But these are really two different gemaras. One gemara says truma psichabe, and Taisa said that's not the reason why tevel is also. That happens to be a fact that the truma is floating around. There is a din in Adorim. That's that person takes a net, I'm not going to eat the bananas. And then he says, he's not supposed to eat cookies either. So he says, the cookies should be the same as the bananas. So that's called hatfasa. Then he says, he finds that not allowed to eat candy. Candy should be the same as the cookies. It's vaita hatfasa. This should be like that, that should be like that. So when you make a hatfasa, let's say you have a piece of chazer on the table, basa b'cholav on the table. I say, the cookies and the candy should be like the chazer. So that's not a good hatfasa. The Mishnah says you have to do hatfasa b'dova hanodur, something that you created the Yisr by. You can say this should be like Hegdish, this should be like a Bisar Kodesh, this should be like the banana that I took in there and not to eat. But if you say this should be like Chazah, this should be like Basa B'cholav, that's Hatfasa B'dover Ha'asa, that's no good. So what if he say, I'm not a Kohen, so I'm not allowed to eat Truma. So I say, these cookies and this candy should be like Truma, just like I'm not allowed to eat Truma because I'm not a Kohen. So that should be the same. I shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says, if you make Hatfasa Kechala Sahara, the Kitrum Asai, the cookie should be like challah or like truma, and I'm not a kohen, I'm not allowed to eat it. It's hatfasa b'dava ha'asa, and it's not a good hatfasa. Why not? But the truma is created by the hafrosha, by the kriya Hashem. So why shouldn't truma be a dava hanodas? What?
It has to be also to everyone.
So the Rishonim all asked Akasha to give four answers. So some of the Rishonim, that's the beginning of one of the four answers. So Taisus gives the answer, no, the farmer doesn't create Truma by Kriya Shem. The Truma is floating around. Taisus takes it literally. Truma Psicha Bey, the Truma is floating around. The farmer is just Mavara where it is.
But he does create it, Tevel, when he brings it into his house.
But it's not how you... Correct, but that's not called Dov Hanoda. Dov Hanoda is if you created the Iser by Amira. So we say this is Hegdish, this is also Mitam Neder, so that's called Dabah Hanodur. But when you bring it into the house, that is true. He made it into Tevel by bringing it into the house, but that's not Ayideh Kriya Hashem.
That's why
fighting tevel, and then before they get tumor, right? That's tevel.
Yeah.
And then later on, you make tumor from that tevel. Is that mevat? Now you identify what was tumor that fight any tevel?
No. That's what he's saying over. Rashi says the prohibition against eating tevel is because tumor of psichadei. But kolzman, when you mafresh the truma, that's mikanal haba. You don't say it's a gloy the milson of mafreya. At the time that I ate the tevel, the truma was still floating around.
We do that when it comes to the mai or things like that. We can't give mai, so we drink part of this wine, and later on we say what's left over. That becomes the
no, because it was koreshem in advance. He says on erev Shabbos, he's running late before Shabbos. He has a bottle of wine. It has to be mafresh trumas and maisers. So he says, I'm a Toy Shabbos, I'm going to have a container, I'm going to pour in some of the wine, Truma Gedolah, my Sirisha, my Sheni, whatever's going to go into that container, I already declared now that those droplets of wine should be Truma. So he's already Kurishem Truma before he starts to drink it. But if he eats the Tevil, then later on he's Mafresh the Truma, that doesn't undo the use of Tevil. So according to Taisus, the prohibition against eating Tevil has nothing to do with Truma Psichadei. So there's Bechlal no Shaila. Even according to Rashi, Rashi is the one who says like that. Rashi and Yevomis has the Machlegs of Taisus. Rashi says the iser against the prohibition against eating tevel is because truma psichabe. So that was Tosef Kasha. So Kohanim should be permitted to eat tevel. So Rashi holds not so. But even according to Rashi, at the time that he ate the tevel, the truma was psichabe. What does it help that later on you're mafresh the truma? But at the time he ate it, it was still truma psichabe. Okay. Fascinating dinim. A lot of important
things. So why achilas haroi? If truma psichabe, why can I do an achilas haroi?
That's apparently the din min haTorah. The Gemara has midirabbanon min haTorah that tevel is only you only chay misa b'day shemayim if you eat tevel after miruach and rias pnei abayis. Miruach means I removed all the psolis and it's a neat pile, and then rias pnei abayis I bring it into the barn. And if you eat before that, then there's no isa misa b'day shemayim. There's no isa deraisa. So midirabbanon they still made an isa. You're not allowed to eat it achilas kevel. So apparently, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Trumas, that's the nature of the Issa Deraisa. The Issa Deraisa against eating Tevel is only if you eat it Achilas Kevel. That's why before Miruach and Rias Ben Abayis, whatever you eat is called Achilas Aroi. Whatever you eat after Miruach and Rias Ben Abayis is called Achilas Kevel. So with the Rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to eat anything Achilas Kevel even before. I mean, it's a Taina against Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Issa Deraisa against eating Tevel is because you're eating truma, but truma you're not allowed to eat even achilas aroi. Okay, Tosis had a lot of kashas against Rashi. Pasha pshat is like Tosis that truma psichabei, that's one gemara, and you're not allowed to eat tevel, that's not unrelated to the fact that truma psichabei. Okay.
And the truma psichabei, it would be makabel, a shlishi, like truma, even though it's only 1/24 or 1/48 of the beitz anyway? If we're saying
1/24 of the whole Issa Tameo, it's going to be a big lump of it has a big Issa. So 1/24 is going to be a big ball of dough, more than a kibbetz. What are going to be a
let's
big
say
thing?
You have only a kibbetz of tevel. Do they hold if truma psicha bay that is kabbal shlishi l'tuma because of the truma in it? If the whole thing is only kibbetz anyway.
Less than the kibbetz. According to Rashi, it's been kabbal tumim in Atura. According to Rabbein and Tam, it's only kabbal tumim in the Rabbanon. So it's either kabbal tumim in Atura or in the Rabbanon. Less than the kibbetz.
Oh, so
yeah.
Okay. So
it's still?
Less than the kibbetz.
Still be kabbal tumim. Either in Atura or in the Rabbanon. So then the Mishnah has Bobayam, another thing. Rabbi Gamliel suppressed Rabbi Akiva Shita about Tchumen, because we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva about Tchumen. There was a Bobayam Darash Abakiva. He finally was free to say his piece. That there's a contradiction between two psukim in Chumash in the end of Bamidbar. One pasuk says it's by the 48 Ori Halavim, the 6 Ori Miklah, but the 48 Ori Halavim. So it says you have to measure Alpaim Am around the city. Then the other pasuk says you measure Elef Am around the city. So which is it? Is it Elef Am? Is it Alpaim Am? So Rabbi Akiva says the teretz is Elef Am is for the Migrosh. Elef Am around the city, you have to give that's a chelik of the city. You have to give it to the Ori Halavim. And the Alpai Mama has nothing to do with the Migrosh, that's for the Tchum Shabbos. It's mentioned over here, but has nothing to do with the Ori Halvim. That's a din of Trum Shabbos. And then the next time it disagrees, he says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glidi Omer, Elef Amar Mirgash, Alpay Mamar Sodas Akramim. Alpay Mamar around the city belongs to the city. When you give the Levim, Ori Halvim, the Memches, Ori Halvim, they get Alpay Mamar around. The first Elef Amar around is supposed to be clearing, not supposed to plant any vegetation. You can plant trees. There's a Shver Rashi on the Mishnah. I think Rashi says, Rashi on the Mishnah, Chav Zayin on the base, writes, Migrash, Rechava, it's a clear area, Penuya, you don't plant Zriya, you don't plant any vegetables or anything, Mibatim, you don't plant houses, Umei Ilonis, you don't plant trees. So that's against the Gemara, Baba Basra, the end of the second parak, the Achrenim in the back pointed out. The Gemara said, Beferish, that you are allowed to plant trees. The Gemara there, Baba Basra, talks about, we know that there's a difference in halacha b'derabanan between planting trees and planting vegetation. So the Gemara says, where is a mocker called the tikkun rabbanan came the raisa tikkun? So where do you have on the level of the raisa, where do you have a din that there's a difference between planting vegetation and planting trees? The Gemara says, here you have it. Here's a din deraisa, and it's reflected in a totally different din derabanan by Karpath, a different din of Karpath, a hilcha Shabbos, the Erevin.
Can Rashi be talking about planting fruit trees as opposed to
that? Could be. The Pashtus in the Gemara doesn't make a difference. Simple reading of the Gemara. Maybe Rashi knew the Gemara and he has a, maybe that's a teretz, I don't know. But the simple reading in the Gemara that it does not make a difference. So the Gemara says, Vos bashteita machlekes over here. The Rabbi Akiva says that the Alpay Mama goes on Chum Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glidi says it has nothing to do with Chum Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "But my come befligi and lamed on his base. What's the nekudas amachlekes? Mar Sava, Rabbi Kiva thinks Chum and Derais even Alpay Mama. Well, Mar Sava, we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Mar Sava, Chum is only the Rabban. So that's the Shaila. Chum and Alpay Mama. Alpay Mama is 1 mil. Alpay Mama is 1 mil. So Tchum in Alpay Mama is only the Rabbanon. Michutz lo'ir. Let's say if you live in a big city, you can walk from one end of the city to the other. Alpay Mama is, after you figure out already what the city limits are, then you have Alpay Mama outside of the city limits. That's what we learned in Erevin. A lot of complicated gemaras. How do you determine what the layout of the city is and how far are the Alpay Mama? So we would paskan Alpay Mama is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, there are certain leniencies, there are certain kulas, because Tchum in is only the Rabbanon. Is there any Tchum in that's the Raisa? So again, on the bottom line here in the Teis Vishans, they quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, even if Tchum and Alpay Mam is only the Rabbanon, but Yud Beis Mil, it could be that that's their rice. So the Rambam and the Rif write like that. The Rif, the end of the first parak in Erevin, and the Rambam writes like that, and the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah in the list of the 613 mitzvahs. There's a Loi Sesi, not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but the Lamates of his Malachis. Then there's a separate Loi Sesi, Al Yetzi Yishman Komo, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Trum. That's a Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. The Mechaber Paskins, the Mechaber is a faithful Tzvardi, so he Paskins like the Ramam and the Rif, that Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. And the Ramah Paskins like the Balei Atesis, we don't hold for that Yerushalmi. The Bavli, there isn't a word about this. There should be a difference between 1 mil, Alpay Mam is 1 mil, and Yud Beis Mil. So the Ashkenazim hold like the Ramah, that all of Tchumen is only the Rabban. But the Rambam held so much like this, that is their Isa, that's one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTerah.
And in Yontif, there's no
right, that's a question. If you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that there is an institution of Tchumen, that's their Isa. So there are three opinions in the Rishonim. So the Rambam holds it's only on Shabbos, not even on Yom Kippur. Even though Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos, that there's no heter rechel nefesh on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But nonetheless, Tchumen is only derais on Shabbos. It's by Yontif. The Mishnah is that Tchumen applies to Yontif also. Yontif and Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds it's all the Rabbanon. And there was a dayan in Baghdad, Rab Daniel Habavli, who used to correspond with the Rambam's son, Rabbi Avram ben Rambam. So this, his main correspondence was that he was chepping things mainly in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Once in a while he quotes things from the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah also, but mainly he was arguing with the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he points this out, he said, why did the Rambam say that? That it's only the Raisa on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur it's only the Rabban. So Rabbein Avram ben Rambam is a faithful son. So he says, my father is right. It's only the Raisa on Shabbos. So Rabbi Daniel Ababli thinks it's the Rabbanon on Yom Kippur, but he thinks Yom Kippur should be the same as Shabbos. And Taisus in many places seems to assume al pi pashtus that if Yom Tchumen is derais on Shabbos, is derais on Yom Tov also? Why should you distinguish between Yom Tov and Shabbos?
But it's not part of the Lavan Tesla law.
Oh, so that's right. So that's what Taisus in the beginning of Psochem has two opinions. When you say you carry everything over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, maybe it means you only carry over those things that are malachas. But since Tchumen, even if you hold that is deraisa, but it, there's no koris and there's no misa, it's a separate lav in the minyan amitzus, according to the Rambam. So since it's not a malacha, it's a separate issue, maybe you shouldn't carry over. Right, that's the shayla. Taisus raises a possibility. The Gemara has a machlokes by the Havora, with the 39 of his malachas. So why does it mention lo sevar reish b'chol moshav sechem? Why is it singled out? What about the other 38 malachas? Why isn't everything mentioned? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Dafayin has a machlokes hatanaim. Why was Havara mentioned? So one Tana says Havara lelav yatzas. The 38 malachas have misa and has kares, and Havara has no misa and has no kares. So Tosis has two opinions. If Havara is only lelav yatzas, maybe on Yom Tov is hetagomer. Maybe it's mutam and atar. Maybe Havara is muta because you only carry over the things that are malachas. So if you tell me that Havara on Shabbos doesn't have kares and it doesn't have misa, misa is not a malacha. So that's a deal. Let's say Shvisa's behemto. Shvisa's behemto is also not malocha. I'm causing the animal to plow. But I'm not chayv koris, I'm not chayv misa. So that's a deal in Shulchan Aruch, what the Shvisa's behemto carries over from Shabbos to Yad. Maybe only carry over the things that are malochas. Kiddush, also machlokes. The Gemara says that Kiddush is deraisa on Shabbos. The Rambam sounds like he says beferish that Kiddush on Yom Tov is also deraisa. So the Magen Mishnah writes there are those who disagree. They hold that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbonim. So that's the shayla. How much of Shabbos do you carry over to Yom Tov? Some Rishonim seem to hold you only carry over the definition of the Malachas. Anyway, there are more paskins for Ashkenazim that all of Tchumen is only the Rabbonim. Therefore, we have certain leniencies whenever you makel. Because Tchumen is the Rabbanu, so we would be Mekel even on Yud Beis Mil. Then the Mishnah quotes the next Rabbi Akiva's opinion was suppressed. Rabbi Gamliel didn't let him say his piece. Vobayom Darish Rabbi Akiva. What Oz Yosef Moshe B'nai Yisrael? This is not relevant halacha l'maaser. So what did it bother Rabbi Gamliel if Rabbi Akiva would say his piece Veisach Nish? It's not Nagel halacha. So they have Rashi on the Mishnah. On Chof Zayinam and Beis explains what the issue is. It says many times in the Chumash a pasuk Gadab Hashem on Moshe Lemar. So usually in English we always translate and the Lord spake unto Moses saying. So Lemar is like a colon and a quotation mark. So the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yuma that that's not what it means. Gadab Hashem on Moshe Lemar li Yisrael. So Rashi writes the Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tavshir Azos Vayomru Lemar. How do you translate Lamar? Say if I Davish Hamam Moshe Lamar means, and the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, so the same over here. But Yomer Lamar, Bnei Yisrael said the following Shira quotation, Ashira Hashem Ki Goy Go. But if the Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma that every time it says that Davish Hamam Moshe Lamar doesn't mean that, it means Lamar Li Yisrael. That whenever somebody, if the Rabbanu Shalom would have told Moshe Rabbeinu the Dinim, and he wouldn't authorize him. He wouldn't have given him permission to say over the dinim, would have been self-understood. He has to keep it a secret. He's not allowed to tell anybody. Not allowed to share it with Bnei Yisrael. So, Baruch Shalom, Dabba Shama Moshe, Lema Li Yisrael. So, that's what it always means, Lema Li Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says. You learn out from here that if anybody, someone tells me, he doesn't get along with his wife. He doesn't like his boss. He's thinking of leaving, whatever. He tells me some personal information. So, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to, you have to keep everything as confidential, unless he gives you permission to say it. You learn that from the fact that it always says, "Vadab Shem Moshe Lema." If not for the fact that Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu Lema Li Yisrael, it would have been Bebal Toimer. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes it. The Chafetz Chaim quotes all the dinim that what you're not allowed to say over negative things. But even if it's not a negative thing, he tells me how much salary he earns. So unless he tells me, I can publicize it. So it has to be understood that it's confidential. You're not allowed to say over. So the problem is, how do you translate over here? What do you mean, Lamar? How does the word Lamar fit in? So Rashi explains on the Mishnah, on Chavzayin and the base, that's why all the Tanoim are working over here. They're trying to figure out what is the meaning of the word Lamar. There's such a pasuk when Yaakov Avinu, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, it says, after Yaakov Avinu wakes up in the morning, he had the dream about the cholam, about the Malachim and the Sulam Mutzavarshan said, Vayida Yankev Nere Lema, Yidia Lekimi Modi, Shmarani Badar Chazeh. So he promises, what is it? Matseva Kol Shetitan Li Aser Asren Aloch. He promises things. What do you mean? Vayiri Yakdaz Neda Lamer. How does the word Lamer fit in over here? If Lamer means Lamer Li Israel, so it doesn't fit in over here. So the Medrash says, Tosis on the first daf in Chulin quotes that Medrash. Medrash says, Lamer the Doris. Vayiri Yakdaz Neder Lamer the Doris. He took a Neder to teach the future generations that it's a mitzvah leader, the Eis Tzorah. When there's an Eis Tzorah, you should always be mekabel some midas chasidus. So be mekabel something. That's what the mashgiach in the yeshiva always used to say. Rav Lesenal used to say, Rosh Hashanah on a kabbalah is nishkin Rosh Hashanah. You have to have New Year's resolutions. The Bali Musi used to make kabbalahs before Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalahs to be Marv Sedra every week and to learn Blat Gemara every day and whatever, things that are within reason. If you're going to be mekabel something that's too difficult, you won't be able to live up to it. So you should try to be mekabel things that are reasonable. Because Rosh Hashanah is an Eis Tzorah. It's a Yom Adin. So, Vayida Yankif, Yankif was be Eis Tzorah. He's running away from Esau, he wants to kill him. So, Vayida Yankif Neder, Lema Leder is to teach the Jewish people in the future. Whenever they'll be Eis Tzorah, it's a mitzvah leader be Eis Tzorah. That's quoted the first page in the third Chelek Yeridah. It starts with Hilchos Shvuos. So it says, generally we don't recommend that a person should take any nedarim or shvuos. Tovah shel atidim shetidim v'lo tishalim. Best is never to take any nedarim. But mitzvah lida be esor. If it's an esor, then you should make a kabbalah. So there they also worked on the word lemar. How do you understand the word lemar here? What does it mean lemar? So there are three opinions in the Tanoim. So you have Rabbi Akiva's opinion, then you have the next Tana. And Mishnah only quotes Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah only quotes Rabbi Akiva. The Braisa quotes all the three opinions. Here, the Gemara starts over here. Yeah. And Laman Amid Bey is right in the middle of the Daf, after the two Daf. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa, quotes from the Tosefta, the other two Tanaim. Boba Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva, B'shor Shal Yisrael Min Ayam, Nasno Enem Loi Mashir. They all decided the proper thing is to say Az Yashir. And the Torah records it to teach us Ladaris, that that is the proper thing. That they had the right intuition, that whenever a person has a Yeshua, you should say Shira. You have to thank the Rabbi Nishalayim. The Ketzer Omer Shira, so the three opinions, how exactly did they organize the Oz Yashir? So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is Kegodol HaMakre Es HaHalal. So this is relying on a Gemara Sukkah, Rashi quotes. If the chazan in the shul is by mitzvah and he says the halal, so the tzibur doesn't have to say the halal. They can be yotze with shemei kaina. We say shemei kaina by kiddush and by havdalah, by tkiyah shofar, by mikra megillah. We say shemei kaina a lot of times. So you can apply shemei kaina to halal. So the tzibur doesn't have to have a sefer tilim. They don't have to have a siddur. Let the chazan say in the days of the tanaim they didn't have siddurim. They had to daven everything by heart. So it's quite a kunst to know how to say all these Pirkei Tehillim by heart. So the Chazan had a Sefer Tehillim, so he was saying, and everybody was yotze with Shemei Kaina. So the minig would be, when you have a Gadol Bar Mitzvah, the Chazan is a Bar Mitzvah, HaMakri as HaHal, he's saying the Hal out loud, Heina and Machrav Roshei Prokim. They would only say, Haluluka. So the Chazan says Haluka, everybody says Haluka. Halu Avdi Hashem, everybody says Haluka. Every time he finishes a pasuk, they say Haluka. Because the Yotze with Shemei Kaina. The din is, let's say someone says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze. So Lachatchil, everybody should answer Amen. But even if you don't answer Amen, the Gemara says Shameya Kaina. If you were paying attention, you're Yotze even if you didn't answer Amen. Lachatchil, you should say Amen if it's a bracha. If it's a Halal, you want to be Yotze with Shemei Kaina. So even if you don't answer anything, Shemei Kaina, it's considered as if you said the Halal. But l'chatchila, the proper thing is you should say something. So what should you say? Amen. Chazan says Haluka, so we should say Amen. If Amen doesn't fit in, so it makes more sense. We should say Haluka. So every time the Chazan finishes a pasuk or half a pasuk, we should say Haluka, just like Anias Amen, and just like there Anias Amen is not li'ikuva. So the answering of Haluka is also not li'ikuva. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva understands. As Yashma Yivnei Sosha Vayomru Lemar. Lamar, they should respond. What should they respond? Like a Godel HaKoreh HaHalal, that you really say Shemei Koina. Moshe Rabbeinu said the whole Shira, and everybody was Yotze with Shemei Koina, but they said at the end of it, En Halel, at the end of every line you say Haluka. Over here, at the end of every line, you say Ashir al Hashem, because that's how Halel begins with Haluka. So that makes sense. At the end of every pasuk, everybody should chime in and say Haluka. And here it begins Ashir al Hashem. So at the end of every pasuk, they would say also Ashir al Hashem. Moshe Amar Ashir al Hashem, Heinam Ashir al Hashem. Moshe Amar Kigoy Kav Heinam Ashir al Hashem. They say the Rosh HaPerek at the end of every line. Rabbi Eliezer ben Ashab Yosef Lili disagrees. He says, no, not like a Godel HaKoreh HaHalal, like a Kotn HaKoreh HaHalal. If a Kotn is not Bar Mitzvah, is the one who is doubting Farnomen, he's not supposed to be the Baal Tefillin. So let's say they had a Godel say the Chazoros HaShatz, and this little kid is going to say the Halal. Fine, he can say, he can be the MC, he can say the Halal, but he can't be Moitzi the Tzibo with Shemei Koineh, because the Kotn is not Mechui B'dover. Mishenei Mechui B'dover, and Moitzi HaSarabim V'dei Chayvosan. So you have the little kid, there's a avunda kind with avunda shtimme, and he's going to say the hal with a beautiful voice, but no one's yotze with shemei koineh, so everybody has to say word for word. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the same is, Rashi quotes from Sukkah daf lamed ches. If a woman is saying the hal, let's say the husband does know how to read, and the wife knows how to read, so the wife is saying the hal. So the Gemara says, women are not mechuyev to say hal. It's a mitzvah sasei, shazman groma, and the women are mechuyev in hal. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Brochus. When you say women are not mechuyev in mitzvah sesa shazman groma, Rashi holds that the klal only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. On mitzvahs derabbanan, there is no klal. Every mitzvah you have to judge on its own, whether they are mechayev the women or not. And Tosis disagrees and holds called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. Just like on the level of deraisa mitzvah sesa shazman groma, women are potter, so mitzvahs derabbanan also. Unless the Gemara says Afin Hobi Osanes Arbekaisis and Haseba and Mikra Megillah and Hadlokas Neris Chanukah Afin Hobi Osanes, and then that's a reason why women are mechuyev despite the fact that it's Zman Groma. But if not for that consideration, women would have been potter because it's a mitzvah sesa shazman groma, even though it's a mitzvah derabanan, so women are potter. So Tosfos proves it from this Gemara. The Gemara says that women are potter from Halel. And if the husband doesn't know how to read and the wife is saying the halal, husband has to say word for word after her, like a kotten that says the halal. Kotten can't be moitzi agodl because not mechuyev bedover. So the women can't be moitzi the men because they're also not mechuyev bedover. So what's Rashi going to do with this Gemara? It's a beferish Gemara. Women are potter from halal. So the Brisker Rab says apparently Rashi thinks that halal on yontiv is deraisa. The Bahag holds like that. Halal on yontiv is deraisa. Simchas yontiv. That's the way to fulfill simchas yontiv. That's what it says in the Gemara, that a kotten is not mechuyev in halal. Kotten is not kotten is only mitam chinuch. Kotten can be moitzi agodl, and the women can't be moitzi the men. So if you have a kotten hamakres halal, everybody has to say word for word what the kotten said, because they're not yotze b'shemei koineh. So here also, when Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Oz Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu had the Hashuas Ruach HaKodesh over, he said Oz Yashir. So they weren't yotze with Shemeka. You know, everybody said phrase by phrase. Heinam Achrav Kol Mashu Haima. Moshe Am Ashir Al Hashem. Heinam Ashir Al Hashem. Moshe Am Kigoy Go. Heinam Kigoy Go. That's how the second Tana understands Lamar. He said the Shira Lamar to evoke from them that they should also say. They should also say the Shira. And the third Tana disagrees. Nechemi disagrees with both Rabbi Akiva and the second Tana Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lezman Rabbi Yosef Glili. He says a third shita, not that they were yotze b'shemei koineh and they just said Ashir al Hashem at the end of every phrase, and not that they said phrase by phrase, they all said bevasachas. Everybody said bevasachas. How could that be? But they were composing it. It's unless that they were all mechaven to say exactly word for word the same thing. It was kaseifa haparis al hashma bebeis haknesses. What is this paris al hashma? They used to have, Rashi says, pares means to break in half, or prusa means to break in half. So they used to have, when people daven b'yechidus, then they would gather together in shul to make a minyan, so they already said the davening earlier, but they didn't say baruchu, there was no minyan. So they gathered together, they want to say baruchu. So you can't just say baruchu and stop over there, baruch has Hashem baruch, let's say a blessing, and then you walk away, you don't say anything. So that's not right, that's how the Rishonim understand, it's not proper. And a lot of shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they have a practice. After Ma'ariv, they finish davening, then they say Baruch Hu, and everybody says Baruch Hu, and they walk away. So that's what a lot of Rishonim say, that that's not proper. That's not proper. Baruch Hu Basra is called, that's not proper. So here the Rishonim say, if you're going to say Baruch Hu, then you have to say the first of the, you have to say the Baruch Hu. Even though already, everybody already said the Baruch Hu, you got to say the first Baruch Hu again, otherwise the Baruch Hu looks like it's ridiculous. So that's called Haparis al Hashma. The Mishnah calls it Haparis al Hashma. He's saying half of the Birchas Kriya Shema, the Beis HaKnesses. So,
if I miss Baruch Hu,
many say, if you miss Baruch Hu, you should say Baruch Hu before Aleinu. So everybody answers Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, but then say Aleinu L'Shabbat. So you say it. Okay. So the other Rishayim, the minig is like the other Rishayim. But half of the Rishayim say everybody ready daven, and they repeat the first Baruch Hu a second time in order that the Baruch Hu shouldn't be hanging. Other Rishayim say, no, you can't say the first Baruch Hu Birchas Kriya Shema B'yochid, because it has Kedusha. That's the machlekes, whether the Kedusha and the Birchas Kriya Shema needs a minion or doesn't need a minion. So the Mishnah talks about the Chazan will recite Birchas Kriya Shema to be Moitzid at Tzibur, but you're not Moitzid at Tzibur with the Kriya Shema. Everybody, the Rishalmi has like that. There are three exceptions to the rule where we don't permit Shemei Kainu. We have Shemei Kainu by Kiddush and by Abdullah, by Mikra Megillah, by Tkiyah Shefer, by Parshas Amalek. Yeah, a lot of times you say Shemei Kainu, but the Rishalmi has the three exceptions to the rule where we don't permit Shemei Kainu. And one is by Kriya Shema. Everybody should be Mekabalo Malchus Shemaim on their own. Shouldn't rely on Shemei Kainu. He's going to say Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim for everybody. It's not right. The other one is when it comes to eating. When it comes to eating food, you're eating the food yourself, so you should say the bracha yourself. You shouldn't rely on someone else saying the bracha. We do it all the time. One person says hamoitzei, everybody's yoitzei. No, the Mishnah says you need haseba. So it's special then, you need haseba. So it's considered the whole group offers one hamoitzei. And when you bench mezuman also, the whole group offers one benching. There's an udin, you need haseba over there. And the third exception to the rule is davening. If you have a need, so you ask. Why should you rely on someone else that he should say for you? So the Rishami says these are the three exceptions to the rule, but you don't permit Shemei Kaina. The first one is by Kriya Shema. It's not proper that I should be Mekabel Macha Shemaim by Yidei Acherim. Stay on your own. So the Mishnah has, when they would have the Paras Al Hashma, the Braisa has, when you have Paras Al Hashma, so the Chazan will be Moitzi the Tzibu with the Birchas Kriya Shema. But the Kriya Shema, everybody should say on their own. So how did they say it? He said one pasuk, and they said one pasuk. No, they all knew Kriya Shema. They all said it simultaneously. So Rav Nechemiah claims that when Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir, Ashir Al Hashem Ki Goy Go, Moshe Rabbeinu started, but then there was a Shomer Ruach HaKodesh, and everybody, they were all mechaben to say together, simultaneously. They said everything together. So what's his Lamar? So what does it mean? Lamar, Lamar means to evoke from them. So what was he evoked? So Rabbi Kiva says, you evoked from them that they should say Rosh Hiprokim, Ashir Al Hashem. Rav Nechemiah says we evoked from them, they said phrase by phrase. Moshe Rabbeinu said a pasuk, and they said a pasuk. But according to the third Tana, Rav Nechemiah, according to the third Tana, so what is Lema? So Lema means Moshe Rabbeinu started off saying the Shir, and then they all said together simultaneously with Shevi Ruach HaKodesh on all of them. So that's what the Gemara says. But my come if ligi, so the machlekes is, how do you understand lema? Rabbi Kivis of a lema means a milsa kamaisa. To evoke from them, they should say Arshir al Hashem. Blessed Melech Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that lema means, I'll call milsa milsa. They should say phrase by phrase after him. Rabbi Nechemiah says lema means, once he gives them rishus to say, so they all said together. Damakula bahadi adodi, lema means the pasach Moshe Bereisha. Moshe Rabbeinu started off, but then they all said simultaneously, but Ruach HaKodesh, they're all mechaven together. Okay, we'll stop here. And this week's Sedra, the pasuk, the Torah tells about the way Eliezer, Eved Avraham, was trying to pick a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. So he has to pick a tzadekis. So he has to test it to see if she's a balas chesed and so on. So it says that she's drawing water. So she says she's going to draw water for him and for the camels as well. The Gamag Malim, yeah. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with the Kasha. There's a Gemara in Brachas that says The Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give the animals to eat first, and then the people eat. So how come over here? How come she's giving first for the Eliezer to drink the water, and then she gives to the behemoth? So the Magen Avraham asked that question. So he gives a chilek between eating and drinking. He says, when it comes to eating, you have to give the behemoth first. When it comes to drinking, the people should drink first. You have to understand, why is there a chilek? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik, once a Maria suggested a different pshat. If I'm not mistaken, I must have printed in one of my svarim in his name. So he said, there's a Mishnah in the last daf in Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says, every parent is obligated to prepare their children, they should have a parnasa. You don't train the child to have a parnasa, so you're training him to become a listim, to become a gangster, to steal, to cheat, to steal from the government, whatever. You're training him to become a ganav. So the Mishnah discusses parnasa. So the Tana Frekta Kasha in the Mishnah, on the last daf in Kiddushin, have you ever seen a behemoth that makes a parnasa? The behemoth, the whole world was created to serve man. So if the behemoths don't have to work for a living, why does man? Man is on a higher madrega. Man shouldn't have to work for a living either. But Akasha doesn't make any sense. And for the Tana and the Mishnah, the behemoth didn't sin. So the behemoth deserves to have a parnasa, doesn't have to work hard. But we sinned. So because we sinned, so that's why we have to work for a parnasa. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, if I'm eating at home, I know that I'm a sinner. I know what my averus are. So I should give some food to the behemoth before I eat. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows that people sin. So Rebbeinu Shalom knows that we're sinners. So he gives the behemoths first, then he gives us. But if you have a guest, and you're going to say, you're a sinner, so I'm going to give you behemoth first. You say, you're a sinner. So you have to say, you have to make believe you are a tzaddik. So you have to give him first. The person should precede. The first should come the person. Then come the behemoth. So the Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe that's the terrace. Maybe when Rivka is feeding Eliezer, he's not allowed to be machzik him in a rosha. He knows himself that he sinned, so he should feed the behemoths first. But Derech Eretz dictates, when you're dealing with other people, you have to treat them as tzaddikim.
You're alone, you're a father, you're at home in the house.
You're supposed to give the behemoths first.
Why?
Because I know I'm a sinner, so the behemoth deserves better than me. That's the Gemara. You have to feed.
Melech wasn't that way.
That what?
Melech says he took it for him, threw up for himself and the behemoth. Was there?
But the question of who ate first?
Was the behemoth depended upon him for survival?
But who ate first? Maybe he fed the behemoths before.
Ask the lion. Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
The same thing we had to Orchim. He gave his first. The Orchim food.
Yeah, there are carrots. There are carrots. But
it says, ain't kevel ishtiyah, so there is a chilek between ishtiyah and achila.
Yeah.
So it's mashba that to feed the
drink.